death threats force a Christian school ministry head into hiding, a type of youth center brings hope to young people in the Ukraine, and growth takes prison discipleship ministry into new countries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Persecution in Honduras is not the norm. However, last month we reported the murder of a Christian worker. Worldwide Christian Schools' Steve Goering says one of their representatives, also linked with the Association for a More Just Society, is now in hiding.
The president of AJS, his name was Carlos Hernandez, also received a death threat immediately after the killing that occurred in Honduras. And obviously this disrupts his normal work, and he has a guard with him 24/7. And they are taking these threats very seriously.
Goering believes Carlos faces a death threat due to his effectiveness in amplifying their school's evangelistic work.
Carlos was meeting with the church leaders, community leaders, families, teachers, and school boards, and he was presenting to them effective ministry options for Christian schools. It's basically a school improvement process, and he was bringing all these different parties together and was having amazing results.
Next, International Christian Concern has just released its Hall of Shame Awards, listing the world's top 10 persecutors of Christians. The report suggests that the source of persecution against Christians is shifting from nations with communist governments to Islamic nations. In order, ICC has ranked the world's worst persecutors as North Korea, Iraq, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Iran, Eritrea, China, Vietnam, and Pakistan. Pray that believers will continue to share their faith despite the violence. You're listening to Mission Network News. Many young people in the former Soviet Union find themselves with nothing to do. Drug and alcohol abuse is common. That's one of the reasons why World Gospel Mission established the Home of Hope Ministry Center in the Ukraine. Speaking from Ukraine, World Gospel's Ernie Smith says the Youth Center is just one of the ministries there.
We try to build a relationship with them, to have people there that would talk with them, play games with them. And then when they start asking questions, we started getting kids to come to church. And once we've got the church, kids come to church and they're involved and they bring the parents.
That's when they can begin helping families as they offer seminars on topics like marriage, raising kids, drug abuse, alcoholism, and more. Smith says all of these activities are done for one reason.
We try to live a life and do a testimony in such a way that they will ask questions. Once they ask questions, then we're free to respond.
Funding is needed for their Samaritan Fund, which helps support community projects. Elsewhere, Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa says they're launching their fourth distribution center in New Zealand this month.
They are following other Western countries in escalating incarceration rates and are opening two new prisons this year. Put this in perspective with the fact that they didn't even have a Department of Corrections before 1995.
So there's a need for an inmate discipleship program. Scheringa says though the seed for the New Zealand Center was planted long ago, their Australian team only recently saw the puzzle come together.
The lessons from those in prison in New Zealand were being sent to the Australian Distribution Center and corrected by Australian instructors. But then they began to recruit instructors and they began to train instructors there. The program received almost immediate acceptance in the New Zealand churches.
Already there are over 100 students and 35 instructors actively participating in the New Zealand program with the promise of phenomenal growth. And Food for the Hungry is helping communities in southern Sudan revive their agricultural livelihoods. Due to insecurity, bad weather, a high number of returnees, and limited resources, food production is a challenge. With a grant from the U.S., FHI is restoring food security for more than 80,000 people with seed fairs and clinics to help revive their food supply. Since FHI works through the local church, it's helping the church be a credible and loving voice in the community. Pray that many begin asking questions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get a free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for persecuted believers around the world. You can get Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828, or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.